B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Don, you said in your email that you are wanting to check up on your boyfriend, Brock, because of an awkward conversation you had at a friend's house?
I don't know what to think about it.
What happened?
We've been together 3 years. I will say this. In May, he started going back to work. One of the things he does when he goes back to work is he does travel. He travels to New York, Boston, Miami, Nashville. Those are the main places he goes.
All the party cities. Like, nowhere did I hear Cincinnati or Lexington.
Right.
Exactly. Unfortunately, that's where his clients are, but, or fortunately for him, I guess. But so his friend from work had a get together at his house this past weekend, and we were hanging out by the pool, and everyone's talking, and I was talking to his wife, and, you know, she had said to me, oh, you know, it doesn't bother you that Brock travels all the time, and, you know, he does it for work. Don't get me wrong, it sucks that he goes to Boston so much, because it's like he works there, he lives there, he's there all the time. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, his friend jumped in and said to me that they don't go to Boston for work. And I was like, okay. So I'm wondering, like, why is he going there? So I yelled at him in the pool, you know, and we were like, hey, like, you go to Boston for work? And he's like, yeah. Sometimes he was, like, stuttering a bit. I don't know. It was, like, a weird response. And his friend's like, yeah, but you don't have to go to Boston. We don't have clients there. And he said they had different clients. It's, you know, he wouldn't know about it.
Oh, that's weird. His own friend's calling him out on it.
It was very weird, and, like, this is a good friend of his. They worked together a long time, and he was just like, you know, mind your own business, stop being so nosy. It was just very uncomfortable.
So Don wants to know, is he going to Boston? Now we know it's not for work. We have to assume that, but is he going there because there's another woman there? That's your hook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll call him up. We'll see who he sends the romantic roses to. If it's not you, make sure you stay quiet, because he's going to record an audio message for the roses. And it's very important to hear what he has to say. I'm going to go ahead and dial up his phone number.
All right.
Okay.
This is Brock.
Hi, Brock. You are just the person I am looking for. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services in exchange. We're kind of a new company.
I didn't know any of my friends entered anything, but okay. What do I have to do?
So I would just need the name of the person that you would like to send these romantic flowers to.
So I'm just sending flowers to someone? That's it?
Yep, they are romantic roses. They come with a little card inside that has a QR code where you can record an audio message for that person.
Put down Sabrina for the name.
Okay, so we're going to send these to Sabrina, and yeah. I'll get her address here in a moment. But first, let's record your audio message. And again, this will be a card in the flowers that they can scan and then hear this message from you. Are you ready?
I'm sorry, ready for what?
There is a card inside of the roses that have the QR codes, you know, like the new things that you have at restaurants. You put your phone's camera over it, and then you can read something or hear something afterwards. Ours is actually an audio message.
Oh, that's lame. I don't know what to say. It's like a long distance thing. I don't know. It's embarrassing. I just have to record a message. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, you can just speak from your heart. Nothing, no big deal. Like, don't put too much pressure on it.
All right. I guess tell me when to go.
All right, Brock. In 3, 2, 1.
I hope you enjoy these flowers, and I'm thinking about you. I'll see you again soon.
I can't believe so. Boston was a hoax this whole time. Are you serious? You're just gonna throw 3 years down the drain?
What?
That's your girl.
What?
That's your longtime girlfriend, who you've been talking about getting married to.
Oh my
Who is this?
Sabrina.
Brock, this is the Mani, Roy, and Loren show, Kiss 95.1. It's War of the Roses. You just heard Loren, our co-host, bust you because you should have sent the roses to your girlfriend, Dawn, who heard everything, but instead they're sending...
Dawn on the line?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's her.
That's whose heart is currently breaking right in front of us because you sent them to Sabrina. Who's Sabrina?
Wait, what the hell is happening?
We caught you cheating, and Dawn heard it all.
No, Sabrina's just a coworker. She's been helping
that
me
you
out
sent romantic that. Roses to, and said that you're in a long-term relationship.
I owed her one. She's been helping me out with some clients and some work and stuff. And
dude, we've been doing this long enough to know that's BS. Like honestly. You're lying.
Just come clean.
No, like, she lives in Boston, and we've worked together on several different projects, and...
Okay, so why even lie about going to Boston, though? Like, you're caught here, dude.
Dawn deserves to know the truth, doesn't she?
Michael brought it up at the pool party, and he said, you don't have clients there, and I just should have known that he was telling the truth, and I didn't want to believe it.
I don't have clients there.
No, Sabrina's probably there.
I help her out sometimes.
Yeah, you help. I'm sure you do. You send her romantic flowers. You even said it was a long-distance relationship. I can't believe you would do this after all this time together. We're talking about marriage.
We need to talk about this. Oh.
We have nothing to talk about anymore. You can take your stuff, and the next time you go to Boston, just stay there. Don't come back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.